Nick fired away. I think we're about average, based on what I've heard from other executives. Keep in mind, this is a tough market. Smelling blood in the water now, Mikey dove in. I agree. I mean, you've joined the company at a weird time, and to make that statement just after a few weeks is pretty careless. Although her colleagues didn't agree with the harshness of that remark, Mikey knew that they weren't going to challenge her on this one and risk wasting an opportunity to regain a little of the upper hand with their new boss. Catherine waited until no more comments came and then responded. First of all, I am sorry if my comment sounded flip. You're right in that I haven't worked in high tech, and so my reference point could be a little off. She let the partial apology sink in before continuing and made sure not to begin her next sentence with the word but. And I certainly don't want to come across as condescending to you, because that doesn't help us get where we need to go. Catherine sensed that a few of the team members, Jan, Carlos, and Jeff, received her statement in the sincere vein in which it was intended. She continued, At the same time, I don't want to downplay the very dangerous situation that we're all in. We have big problems, and I've observed enough of this group to know that politics are alive and well here. As graciously as she acknowledged the concerns of her people, Catherine was certainly not backing down. And frankly, I would rather overstate the problem than understate it. But only for the good of the team, not for my own satisfaction, I can assure you of that. Because of her consistent behavior over the past day and a half, and the confidence with which Catherine made a remark, most of her staff seemed convinced that she was sincere. Nick frowned, but Catherine couldn't tell if he was angry or confused. It was confusion. Maybe you should tell us exactly what you mean by politics. Catherine thought for just a moment, and then answered as though she were reciting from a book she had memorized. Politics is when people choose their words and actions based on how they want others to react rather than based on what they really think. The room was silent. Martin, as serious as ever, cut through the tension. Okay, we're definitely political. Though he had not intended to be funny, Carlos and Jan laughed out loud. Jeff just smiled and nodded his head. As compelling as the points she was making were, Catherine could see that members of the group were still trying to decide whether to embrace her ideas or attack them. It became immediately clear that the next move would be an attack. Attack. To Catherine's surprise, it was J.R. who challenged her, and he wasn't particularly nice. I'm sorry, but you're not going to make us wait 3 weeks to find out what the other dysfunctions are you? Can you just tell us what they are so we can figure out what's not working and get on with it? Taken at face value, the comment would have been somewhat innocuous, maybe even a compliment if it were offered in the spirit of true curiosity. But in that moment, with the tone in which it was asked, and given the usually mellow nature of the person who posed the question, it was the harshest comment thus far of the off-site. Had Catherine been a less secure executive, she would have been rocked by the remark, and for a moment, she almost let herself get disappointed that the goodwill she thought she was generating had dissipated so quickly. But then she realized that this was precisely what she needed in order to provoke real change in the group, honest resistance. As much as she wanted to stick to her plan and gradually unveil her simple model, Catherine decided to take JR's advice. No problem. Let's go through the other three dysfunctions right now.